Blog Talk Radio.
If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know where I would be. Fellowship, let's go.
My testimony is real.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good, and God is good all the time. Amen. There's nothing like the grace of God. We're living in a period where God is trying to show himself strong. God is good, and he's good all the time. I'll be right back. Amen. Praise the Lord, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. This is Pastor Prophetess Teresa Dobson. I am excited and delighted to be with you this beautiful Sunday evening, May 3rd, 2020. Amen. God is good. God is faithful. And there is nothing like the goodness of God. Amen. Amen. We're going to be talking this evening about the power process. When you're going through to get to, God will give you his grace that will give you power to go through the process. Amen. Power in the process. We're going to be coming from Jeremiah 18 chapter verses 1 through 4. The power in the process. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good, God is faithful, and he's always, always right on time. Amen. Get your Bibles and get ready so we can sit at the table because the feast of the Lord is going on. I want to welcome you to KBI, Kingdom Builders Development Institute, where we are building people of purpose, power, and people of praise. Amen. Where we are blessed to be a blessing. We want to thank you again. You can note that we're here every single day at 5 p.m. You can call in at 646-668-2780, or you can go on the web, www.blogtalkradio.com/KBDI. We're here to give to you an encouraging word to build you up, to bring you into a place of expectation. Even in the midst of the storm, amen, even in the midst of the process, amen, we want you to embrace the process because after the process, the church is still the church of the living God, church of the living God, amen, where God neither sleep nor slumber because he's God and he's God all of the time, amen. You know, we go through to get to, but Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for another day. We thank you, Father, that we're still here in the land of the living. We thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every single tongue that rise up against us in judgment is already condemned. We thank you, Lord God, that you have already put us on the potter's wheel. And we're being molded, Lord God, to be more like you, God. We thank you that we're a vessel filled with purpose, filled with destiny, filled with you, Lord God. So, Father, as we go forth, hide me behind the cross. And, Lord, you speak so that your people who are called by your name will hear what you have to say to your church. Amen. Amen. Glory to God, for I'm excited and delighted that God is still God in the midst of the coronavirus, that God's word never fails, that God's word never lie, that God's word is never lost, that God's word is planted, is deeply rooted, amen, and good foundation, amen, the power of the process, amen. Did you know that there is some power when you're going through the process, whether it be process of sickness, whether it be process or of financial issues, whether there is a process of poverty, illness, it doesn't matter what the process is, but God will give you power in the process, to go through the process. Amen. Glory to God. Well, we're going to start at Jeremiah chapter 18, and we're going to go through verses 1 through 4. And I'm coming from the King James Version. Amen. Glory to God. And I pray that you receive revelation, that you're able to hear what God is saying to his church. And the Bible says, we're going to start with verse 1 through 4. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise, and go up to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheel, Lord Jesus, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Lord, have mercy. Father, we thank you that your word is blessed. In Jesus' name. I want to talk about life. You know, life is a process. Life has its highs and life has its lows. Amen. Life has victory. And what else? Life has defeats, gains, and losses. The process. You know, when scientists tell us that there are 7 life processes, and I want to give you those 7. This is what scientists say. But we're going somewhere, and I want you to go with me. You know, science tells us of the 7 processes, and 1 being respiration. Respiration, which, what does that do? That turns food into energy. The process. Because when we eat, what happens? We get energy. The process. And then the next process, reproduction. Reproduction produces offsprings. We're talking about the process. Don't get weary, process. Excretion. You ate, you get full. Excretion, we want to get rid of the waste. We're talking about the process. Amen. And then growth. You know, becoming from a child, a baby, and then you become an adult. You know, the Bible says that when you become an adult, you put away childish ways. We're talking about the process. The process. Because in everything, there's a process to get to A to Z. We have to go through the process of the B, C, D, E, F, G, the process. And then movement. You know, moving parts of your body. You know, when you get out of the bed in the morning or whatever time you get up, if it's in the noonday, and when you begin to move parts of your body around, it's the process to get from one place to another, the steps, putting one foot in front of the other. And then what? Soon you'll be out the door. It's the process. Hallelujah. We're going somewhere. And then talking about nutrition, you know, the process of getting food, you know, so that we can stay alive. You know, we don't eat or we don't drink water. It's the process of staying alive. And then the last but not least, sensitivities. You know, responding and reacting. In other words, an organism, you know, it only is alive if it does these things, responding and reacting to the process. We're talking about the process. You know, life is a process to get from one point to another. In a manner, like a child of God, we have to go through some processes to become all that God has intended for us to be. What? The good, the bad, and the ugly. Some things are good, some things are bad, and some things are just darn right ugly. But it's because God wants to develop us and mold us and make us, but we can't quit in the process. So God, he offers to make the process rewarding and fulfilling to us, and not only to us, but for us. He has a purpose for the process declared in Jeremiah 29 and 11, chapter 29 and 11. And you can turn there if you will. You know, I pray you have your Bibles. But we're still talking about the process. We're in the middle of the process of winning this COVID-19. It's just another step of going through the process. If you believe the Word of God, if you understand the Word of God, if you desire to understand the Word of God, you understand that God has an expected end for His people, and not just for His people, for those that is not His people. So we're talking about, again, we're talking about the process. And the Bible says in Jeremiah, amen, amen, praise the Lord, verse 11, 29 and verse 11, He says, "For I know the plans that I have for you. Glory to God, declares the Lord." What kind of plans does the Lord have for us? Plans to prosper. He want to prosper us and not to harm us. So that means COVID is out the window, amen? Plans to give us hope and a future. Let that marinate in your spirit. So God has a plan that we have hope and a future. "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord." What? Thoughts of peace and not evil. "And I'll give you an expected end." What are you expecting? You know, God wants us to expect this word today. I want to be used to help everyone on the line to recognize where we are in the process of God's working. He's working, what? Hallelujah, to give us an expected end. Here we go again. The power of the potter is in molding the clay, and is used to illustrate the absolute power that God has in molding the destiny of man. God is all wrapped up in this. Sometimes we seem to forget that we're being molded. That no matter what leadership does, no matter what mistakes leadership make, no matter how low they go, we're in the potter's hand. In Romans 9 and 21, you can turn with me to Romans 9 and 21. We're talking about the process. Hallelujah. The process. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says, "Has not the potter's power over the clay of the same lump is to make," what? "To make one vessel unto honor, and another unto," what? "Dishonor." You hear me? The word is saying, has not the potter power over the clay, has the same lump, to make one vessel into honor and another to dishonor. Lord, have mercy. So today, we will compare the work of the potter in making a vessel and that of God, hallelujah, in making a saint, S-A-I-N-T. Whose report do you choose to believe? Do you choose to believe what you see, or do you choose to believe what you believe for. You know, choosing the clay. You know, removing the clay from a river bank. You go around the river and you remove the clay from the river bank, you know, of some sort of water. And when you're removing the clay, so that's like me choosing from 7 billion people on the planet. So I get the clay or the mud and the water, and I make it into clay. And I'm chosen from 7 billion people on the planet. So here I am, it's me. So it's not the best of my family, but God still chose me. So I want you to put yourself in the scenario. God chose you. So now you that mud by the water that is being molded. And then think about this. Chosen before the foundation of the world in Christ Jesus. You was chosen. He foreknew you. He foreknew me. You were chosen. Okay. In 1 Corinthians, I'm sorry, chapter 1, and we're going to go to verse 27 and 29, through 29. All righty, amen. That's 1 Corinthians, please. Get your Bibles if you don't have it. Let's flip through the scriptures. And the Bible says, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And based these things of the world and the things which are despised has God chosen ye, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. We're going somewhere. God then chose the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. You're talking about some mud by the water? Really? And then 1 Peter 2 and 9. God chose you, and he endowed you with power. So when you get in the process of becoming, that you would have the power that you need through Christ Jesus to go through the process. We don't lose with what God used. We win in the end, but we have to go through the process. So we can't allow fear, false evidence appearing real. We can't allow circumstances to cause our faith to be shaken or shattered. We have to embrace the process. Embrace the process. You know, think about, I want you to somebody say process. The process, you know, the process. I want to give you the expected end, says the Lord. So I want you to begin to dream and begin to dream of some things that you asked God for, that you had a desire for. You was driven to cause and manifest, but you got lost in the process. You know, we can go a lot of places about dreams, but where did you lose the dream? You know, Joseph dreamed. Not only did him, but it also impacted his whole family. So Joseph had a dream, but the dream did not come to pass overnight. What happened? There was a process. If there's anyone next to you or someone near you, tell them, process. We're in the process. What's the definition of process? You know, I looked it up in Webster, and it says a systematic series of action directed to some end. Where are you going in the process? Are you going along to get along? Are you waiting to see what happened next? Or are you systematically taking action so you could be directed to an expected end? Did you know that the process produces a product and it goes through and it calls you to be determined to have a quality product when you are expecting the process to have an expected end? When it comes to food and clothes and gold and even our leaders, the name on the product doesn't matter. The quality of the product. And the quality of the product is represented when we go through the process. Process. In order to become what God wants us to become, we have to go through COVID-19. Amen. I want you to understand that God is speaking even in this. God said, I'll shut your church down. The church will belong to me. I'll put it on hold because really, guess what? We are the church of the living God. So we're not shut down. The building is shut down. But the church of God, hallelujah, is still marching. When you're marching and you're going through the process, and the power of God is in you, church is still marching. Amen. Glory to God. We're talking again about the process. So we're choosing the clay, removing the clay from the riverbanks of some water source. And then what happens? When you're making when you're taking clay, I took a pottery class when I was in junior high. The clay has to be wedged. So there's a wedging process. What is the wedging process? It's the process of moving like the air bubbles from the clay. You know, when you remove the air bubbles, it's because you don't want the lumps, because the air bubbles cause the pottery or the clay to have lumps and bumps. Amen. So if you don't move or wedge the air bubbles, the quality of the product will be disformed, disfigurated. But when it goes through the process, when you do the wedging, the clay or the product becomes smooth. You know, the potter uses his hand to press out the bubbles. You know, sometimes you could be forced to walk on lumps to ensure enough pressure is placed there to get rid of the unwanted air. Sometimes more pressure has to be used because the bubble is a little harder to get out. Amen. And then the air bubbles can expand. And if it expand, you'll have a warped-like bubble. And guess what else? It'll even break. It's the process of becoming. So don't think it's strange. When God allows certain things to happen, it's going to work together for our good. Because the Bible says that not just some things, but all things all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. Amen. And the called. God is trying to tell his people, attention. He's getting the air bubbles out. He's putting enough pressure there to get rid of the unwanted air, things that is unnecessary. Things like pride, hallelujah. Things like unforgiveness, the air bubbles. Things like jealousy, things like strife, things like discord. Those kind of things, the air bubbles, because pride is dangerous. These things are dangerous to our spiritual health. Amen. We're talking about the process, the molding of becoming. You know, pride, the Bible says, pride goes before a fall and a haughty spirit before destruction, the air bubbles. God's trying to feed us. He's trying to make us and mold us and wedge us. Proverbs 16 and 18, we're talking about the process. You know, when we go through the process, God's trying to remove things, because the Bible says at 1 Peter 5 and 5, it says, for God resists the proud, and he give grace to the humble. I'm talking about the process of being molded. These are the things that has to go so that those air bubbles won't cause lump, won't cause disfiguration. Amen. I want you to note that the clay is kept in a container of water. You know, the water must cover the clay. All of this is a process of making the product. So the more water, hallelujah, the better. What happens with the water? You know, the water keeps the clay soft and it keeps the clay pliable. The making of you. We're talking about the making of the product of God's people. We have to have our hearts pliable. When we're watered down with the Holy Spirit, when we're watered down, our heart become what? More pliable. God can use us. You know, we need the word. We must be covered in the word of God. We must stay in the word of God. It must be engrafted in our spirit. Because we don't want pride to keep us from entering into the pearly gates. Because God said he hates pride. Amen. You know, we must yield to the pressure that we go through so God can truly purge us. God's trying to purge us. God's trying to make us where we identify with him, identify with his character, identify with his deeds. Identify with his identity. He's trying to make us. So guess what? Change has to come. We can't go through the same thing daily after day after day after day, Sunday after Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, Wednesday after Wednesday after Wednesday, and we're not being changed. We're not being transformed by the renewing of our minds. We're not being molded. We're not being made because we're not receiving. We're not going through the process of the making of you, the makings of me. See, sometimes we go through more pressure because we're not trusting God to purge us. We must yield to the pressure we go through so that God can truly purge us. You know, and then I'm going to use the word throwing. What is that? It's when they call it throwing, when you're forming on the piece of the wheel after you went through the wedging. Now they call it throwing. It's when you're being formed on the piece of the wheel. It's when the shape is coming. You can identify what you're making. You can identify that that's a pot or that's a cup or that's a bowl. They call it throwing. So the potter, he uses his hand to apply pressure to the clay as it removes on the wheel. And as it moves, and then it revolves into whatever it's going to become. So the pressure that is being applied is to bring the vessel into form, into formation. It's the process. There's power, hallelujah, in the process. There's power in the process. You can take the heat because you got the word of God. And when you have the power of God, you can take the heat. You can take the heat. Because God is trying to mold you, mold me to becoming more like him. Can't you see your hand being molded? Look at your hands. God molded those hands. And then he made you so special. He didn't make anyone else's hands like yours. When you look at your fingerprint, your handprint, can nobody do your job? That job has been orchestrated for you. It's your job. It's your, you're the cup. You're the bowl. You're the plate. God wants to establish us. Why? So he may be able to use us. So to place yourself, hallelujah, in the hands of the potter is a striking figure of complete trust. Hallelujah. And complete surrender. Do you trust him? Even with COVID-19, do you trust him with your life that he's making and molding and developing so that we could become who God has called us to become? Hallelujah. So we have to place ourselves in the master's hand. And in the making, the way we think has to be altered. The altering, the way we talk, has to be altered. What is altering? What is it? Hallelujah. What is it? Yikararaboshe. Raboku wabashitu. It's the process. Altering. Altering the way we think, you know, the technique in which the potter's hand alters the clay, the body of the vessel. You know, this process is done while the clay is still wet. The clay is still wet. You know, a carving knife is being used to carve out the designs which make the vessel unique. The palm of your hand is unique. Only you. Billions and billions of people. But only you have that fingerprint. Have that handprint. because God carved it out, a unique vessel. This can be the time of our resistance. You know, we want our own way. We want everybody to think like we think. We want them to do what we want them to do. We want to be our own man. We want to be our own woman. But God is saying we have to make adjustments. Things have to be altered in order for us to receive the overflow, in order for us to receive divine help, in order for us to receive that business, in order for us to receive that job, in order for us to receive that husband, in order for us to amend that marriage, in order for us to be effective in ministry. Things have to be altered. In Jeremiah 18:3, hallelujah, the Bible says, hallelujah, the potter has to be made over, the vessel that has gone wrong on the wheel. Something went wrong. So God wants to make us again. So what did he do? He allowed something to come on the earth realm to shift the way we think, to shift the way we live, to alter what we have already established. I speak over you today. God is molding and making you. Forget about the past. Press on to the future. Press on to where God is making and molding you. Another unique vessel. God wants to use you. God wants to adjust you. And then the next step of making that pot, that bowl, that plate, that cup, is called bequicking. These are the steps. What happens after the pot has been molded and shaped and formed, and it's still wet, the vessel has to be left out in the sun and dry. So we leave the vessel out to dry. What happens in the sun? If you stay in the sun too long, what happens? We become dehydrated. We'll become fragile. Easily offended, amen, when you're dry. When you haven't had enough sleep, when you haven't had enough food, when you haven't had enough to carry you through the day, you've been in the sun all day, you're exhausted. You get hurt by words and actions of others around you. Why? Because you have gotten dehydrated. We have to be handled carefully when we are almost dried out, not enough sleep. So that pot is left to dry. Hallelujah. But God didn't make no mistake. He already knew what he was doing. He already set this thing up. Now, after that pot has dried, guess what happened? It has to be set to glaze. That's where we at now. God has set us, hallelujah, so that we can be glazing. So the glaze, what is that? That's the coat that you put on the pottery so that it can shine. Hallelujah. So that the glory can be upon you. So that when people see you, they know that the potter, you've been in the presence of the potter, you've been molded, you've been changed. That out of the abundance of the heart, your mouth is speaking. Only what God say. Amen. That the glory of God is shining over you. Now you're walking in divine health. Now you're walking in overflow. Now you're soaring in things of the kingdom. Now you're serious about the mission. The mission is no longer impossible. So each step, hallelujah, each step of the process of our lives has been ordered by the Lord. And we in the process of being glazed, you know, it's like a seal. You know, as well as to give pottery its texture, give pottery its color, to give pottery its brilliance. You know, we began again, we become radiant, the glory of the Lord who has fashioned us. Now we're shining, now we're glowing, now we're becoming. Now God can use us because we've been on the potter's wheel. Have you been on the potter's wheel? Ephesians 1 and 3 talks about that. In whom also, 1 and 13, I'm sorry, in whom also after ye believe, ye were sealed, hallelujah, with that Holy Spirit of the promise. Don't you want to be sealed with the Holy Spirit of the promise? We're talking about the process. The power is in the process. Firing is the final step of making that pottery. Now the glaze is on it. Now it has to go in the furnace. And the temperature, it gets to 2,232 Fahrenheit. You got to go through the fire. You got to be refined. You got to be refinished. So now you're in the furnace. And this fire strengthens the vessel so that we can handle it. So when we pick that cup up, the handle won't break. So when we pick that plate up, it'll be steadfast, unmovable. When we pick up that pot, that when we put it on the stove, that the fire won't cause it to break. Amen. Hallelujah. In Hebrews 12 and 29, I'm coming to a close. The fire strengthens the vessel for handling. God won't put no more on us than we can bear. But in Hebrews 12 and 29, God is a consuming fire. Our God is a consuming fire. Our God. He burned off everything that's not like him so he can refine us and make us and establish us. So that consuming fire that he, when the furnace, it burns off. It has to go. It can't stay. In 1 Peter 1 and 7, our last scripture for today. 1 Peter 1 and 7. Now we've been on the potter's wheel. We've been molded. We've been refined. We've been adjusted. You know, we lost a job. Adjustment. God's trying to get our attention. COVID come. Adjustment. Now we're in the fire. And God is making and molding us. He's taking off all the old and making us new again. In 1 Peter 1 and 7, and the Bible says that the trials of your faith, hallelujah, being much more precious than that of gold. Listen, much more precious, much more precious, much more precious, much more precious than of gold that perished. Though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory for the appearing, hallelujah, of Jesus Christ. The trials of your faith. You're going to win. We're going to win. We've already won. And in my conclusion, you, me, they, she, her, them, him, all of us, every one of us, here today, we find ourselves in some stages of the process. Some will be chosen, while others are being strengthened for the fire of trials. Some will be taken, because the Lord said you finished your course. And then some days will be shortened, maybe because of disobedience, maybe because he's trying to draw a minister to the gospel, maybe because he's trying to put you in your place. But I want to encourage you today. Be encouraged. The potter is doing his work. And guess what? He will finish the process. We're talking about the process. The power is in the process. So you should rejoice, because there's a finish line. There's a finished product that God is trying to make. And if you're willing to adjust your thoughts to become the thoughts of Jesus Christ, the thoughts of our Father, go through the process. Because the church is not a building. Any place, any time, any day, we are still the church. Amen. Glory to God. We're talking about being made and being molded in the process. Know what time you are in. Know what zone you are in. Know where God, what God is trying to do. Amen. I want to encourage you to open your ears to hear what God is saying to his church. Amen. Glory to God. Arise and take your place. Get in place. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, that you seal this word in your people's heart. Thank you, Father, that change will come, that we understand that by no means have you come to harm us, but to establish us and to give us an expected end. So in the name of Jesus, I just thank you, Father, that this word is sealed in the hearts of your people. Those that are under the sound of my voice, that they would know your hand and they'll move at your command. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 Again, this is Prophetess Teresa Dox. If you like what we're doing here, in the process, we want to encourage you to sow into good ground. If you were blessed, go to giveify.com, which is GIVELIFY. Download the app and sow into Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters, where Pastor Teresa Dox and Elder UT Dox, we're the leaders here under God's command. We're going somewhere and we're in the process. Amen. And we pray that that seed multiply. We pray that that seed increase. We pray that you receive 100,000-fold in Jesus' name. You can sow through PayPal. You can go to Kingdom Builders @gmail.com, kingdombuildersplaza@gmail.com. You can sow that way through PayPal. If you want to reach us, you can call area code 313-583-9739. Give us a call. You need prayer, call. We will assign an intercessor to pray you through. Amen. Amen. And you can also meet us here every day at 5 p.m., we got anointed vessels will be on the line to sow into you, to sow into you spiritual things. Amen. www.blogtalkradio.com. facebook.com/KBDI. Give us a call. You can call us at 646-668-2780. Go to our website, click follow, so that you may be notified whenever there's a program on. Amen. Well, we want to say God bless you. Know that you're on the potter's wheel. God is making you. God is molding you. God is establishing you so that you can be used by Him for His glory. It's not about us. It's about reaching out and blessing someone else. Amen. We love you with the love of God, and we pray that your day is supernaturally blessed. God bless you, and have a supernatural day. Amen. Because we are victorious. God bless everyone. We say good night.
Stand against our King. No one.